Back home, I might have been a dancer, swinging and swaying my nakedness from one shore to another. I might have lunged through space, cutting the air with my blackness, embracing time with the captivating movements of a woman free. I might have dipped in clear waters, decorating my hair with coral, allowing the sparkling liquid to drip from my imperfect breasts. With blossoms in my hair, I might have danced for the man who, taking my hand, would fill my mind with the goodness of things to come. Talk to my thighs and make my belly rise, till I can feel, I mean really feel, the aching movements of a proud, unborn warrior. Nobody in his right mind is peace and love these days. Tain't strange, you know, to find your dream lying in the gutter with its insides torn out. So it pays to turn. Events often come in circles, and if you get hung up on one, then you tend to miss the others, the all-significant others. Still, there are some who insist upon carrying the banner, singing songs about how they ain't gonna study war no more, when the study of war may not be such a bad idea after all. Especially since most of the war is being waged against us. When a cracker talks of peace, he means peace in the grave. And when he talks of love, he means how he'd love to help us get there. Nobody in his right mind is peace and love these days. And maybe that's sad, but if it's bad for the crackers, it must be good for us. Believe this, blazing reflections of Africanisms are coming back. The joyful cries of Bantu children delighting in the grass are coming back. The purging sediments of the Mau Mau are coming back. The gentle ferocity of Maasai warriors is coming back. The unrestrained passions of Yoruba lovers are coming back. The compassionate politics of an ancient people back in stride are coming back, are coming back, are